RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Headlines, Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Government tightens security ahead of Idul Fitri. Bank Indonesia about to intervene if tax amnesty pushes rupiah too high. Now the news in detail. The government has given an assurance that all security personnel will be on standby and alert to secure public places for any terror attacks during the Idul Fitri holiday. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Coordinating Political, Legal and Security Affairs Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that his office has coordinated with all related stakeholders, including Transportation Ministry, Indonesia Military, as well as National Police, to safeguard crucial public facilities, especially airports where terror attacks could possibly occur. The government has also prepared security for airports that face a potentially greater threat. TNI and National Police personnel will guard the airports both openly and behind the scenes. Bank Indonesia BI has restated its determination to maintain rupiah at a stable level, preparing for a market intervention if the currency gets too strong as a result of repatriation of tax amnesty funds. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Bank Indonesia Senior Deputy Director Mirza Adiaswara expected a major funds inflow into Indonesia following the implementation of tax amnesty policy. As demand for the rupiah increases, as foreign denominated assets are repatriated and converted into rupiah. He said the rupiah will be stronger and will be followed by increased foreign reserves because the funds will go to the money markets first. However, he emphasized that a rapid significant appreciation in the currency would be harmful for Indonesian exports. Therefore, a market intervention would be launched if the situation required it. Indonesia and the Philippines are forging ahead to finalize negotiations on overlapping maritime boundaries. The mood comes following a meeting between both countries' foreign ministers on Friday. The neighboring countries signed a maritime border accord in 2014 on the overlapping exclusive economic zone in the Indonesian Sulawesi Sea and the Philippines Mindanao Sea. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said in a press statement following a meeting with her Philippines counterpart Perfecto Yasay in Manila on Friday, that the two countries have agreed on the need to accelerate the settlement of negotiation on the continental self-boundaries of the two countries. Minister Retno is the first foreign dignitary to meet with a new Philippine Foreign Secretary. The meeting was a day after the inauguration of a new administration under President Rodrigo Duterte on June 30th. The government using a stick and carrot strategy to lure and force taxpayers report to their unregistered wealth and asset to the tax office, while guaranteeing confidentiality and providing easy and comfortable service to those who are ready to make full disclosure to the government. As quoted by Jakarta Post, President Joko Widodo, who attended the official launch of the tax amnesty implementation on Friday, warned that he had complete data on dubious taxpayers and those who had assets deposited offshore. Moreover, President Joko Widodo said he would invite and urge all business people to join the amnesty program. With the tax amnesty program now set in motion, the tax office will stop collecting credit card transaction data to allow taxpayers to first declare their unreported assets. As quoted by Jakarta Growth Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said that the government wants to make the best step of the tax amnesty momentum. The government wants credit card consumers to relax so that after the tax amnesty period is over, it can become more intensive in governmental investigations. The Directorate General of Taxation said it has decided to postpone the credit and credit card report decline until the end of tax amnesty program in March next to allow taxpayers joining the program to revise their tax reports before being cross-checked against their credit card bills. The last item, the government has decided to speed up the process of establishing its national cyber agency. To boost Indonesia's cyber security regulations are now scheduled to be in place by July. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Communication and Informatics Minister Rudian Tara said that the government continues to deliberate institutional details to be included in the regulation, including the cyber agency position in regard to other government agencies. Then the regulation is expected to be completed by July 11 in the form of presidential decree or government regulation managed by Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Ministry. He further said that the agency is to head broad cyber issue-related sectors to handle. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in press review compiled from several newspapers in Jakarta. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper. In an editorial on Tuesday, June the 28th, List Daily writes, smooth and no accident target. When Lebaran homecoming influx reach its peak in the coming days, plans have been prepared by the authorities. The declaration of the zero accident by the Ministry of Transportation to the traffic back and forth should be accompanied by efforts to achieve it. The Daily highlights and read the emergency operation of three new toll roads, the flows in Bawean, Salatiga, Karanganyar, Sragen, and West Mojokerto, North Mojokerto roads. It is called an emergency and also limited because only two of the four lanes are used and the hours operations are restricted only from 6 a.m. until 5 p.m. because the roads there do not have street lighting yet. This Daily hopes the policy pursued by the government, in this case the Ministry of Public Works, is not just to confirm the targets of zero accidents since the three toll roads are not feasible for operation. As for the reason for the imposition of emergency and limited operation, the Minister of Public Works, Basuki Bahadi Mulyono, said if the toll road is not function, the traffic load potentially in the major belt will be soaring and could cause severe congestion. Over now to Media Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Monday, June the 27th, This Daily writes, redeeming negligence. Vaccines are pharmaceutical products which are used as materials to build immunity through immunization. With vaccination and immunization, the human immune system against various diseases grown from an early age. Vaccination and immunization are also to prevent disability and death, so the decline in quality of life due to various diseases can be prevented. What happens if the vaccine expected to grow immunity to our children turn out to be counterfeit product? The Directorate for Special Crimes Criminal Investigation Police uncovered the manufacture and circulation of fake vaccines for infants and toddlers last week. According to Media Indonesia Daily, although this is not the first time counterfeit pharmaceutical products is revealed, still it makes everyone very anxious. Therefore, this Daily Rights disclosure of the case of fake vaccines prove the negligence of the state in protecting citizens, especially the future generation of this nation. The bottom line, according to Media Indonesia, all parties want the country to redeem negligence, in this case, fake vaccines, to punish anyone negligent and involved in the manufacture and circulation of fake vaccines and improve supervision so that no more counterfeit vaccines circulating in this country. Last, let's end with Republika newspaper, which in its editorial on Friday, July the 1st, writes, "Keep worship. Homecoming or Lebaran influx to one's hometown this year has already begun. A large group of travelers had departed from the capital Jakarta to various regions in Indonesia on Thursday, June the 30th. They are free travelers dispatched by 19 agencies under the coordination of the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises with the aim towns, cities in Java, Sumatra, and Sulawesi. In general, there are more than 90,000 travelers using land, sea, and air transports. The peak is expected to occur on Friday, July the 1st, to Sunday, July the 3rd. More than 30 million people with various modes of transport will undergo a yearly tradition typical of this archipelago Muslim community. Again, going home certainly has a sacred meaning when all Muslims live with pure intention. Therefore, solemn homecoming, according to Republika, shouldn't be littered with wafer of the five times mandatory worship that mediate our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again. I'm here, Manar Rahmana, in our regular program Today in History over Aerial Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, Stapron event on 2nd July 1997 went Thai baht currency falls. On 2nd of July 1997, baht Thailand fell in exchange until half. The fall of baht finally signed the start of Asian financial crisis. The crisis has forced many countries in the world, especially Asian countries, to ask IMF aid at stock. Asian financial crisis was also one of causes of the fall of new order regime in Indonesia in May 1998. The next event was in 2000, when 2000 European Cup final took place in Feyenoord Stadium, Rotterdam. European Cup 2000 made history because, for the first time, the match was held in two countries, namely Belgium and Netherlands. The stage was taken by Union of European Football Association, UEFA, the highest board of European football, to prove that football does not know limitation to be able to play. Recorded number of participants increased by up to 50 countries. Before that, in Euro 1996, only 47 countries participated in the match. On 2nd of July 2000, European Cup final, which was held at Feyenoord Stadium, Rotterdam, was won by France 2-1 against Italy. And the last event was in 2004, when Mukhtar Lubis died. Mukhtar Lubis was an Indonesian Batak journalist and novelist who co-founded Indonesia Raya. His novel Senja di Jakarta, Twilight in Jakarta in English, which was the first Indonesian novel to be translated into English. Due to his writings, he was awarded the Magsaysay Award for Journalism and Literature. After Indonesia declared its independence in 1945, Lubis joined the Indonesian news agency Antara as reporter. With Antara, he covered the Asian Relations Conference in 1947. During the same period, he wrote Jalang Tak Ada Ujun and joined the Indonesian Visual Artists Association. In 1949, Lubis co-founded Indonesia Raya, later serving as the daily's chief editor. His work with Indonesia Raya led to him being imprisoned for several times due to his critical writing, including in Madiun East Java from 1957-1966. After a long struggle against Alzheimer's disease, Lubis passed away in Medistra Hospital on 2nd of July 2004 at the age of 82 years old. Listener, that's Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is on Indonesia gets $500 million US dollars loan from ADB. Asian Development Bank approved a loan of $500 million US dollars to Indonesia. The loan was disbursed because the government has taken various policy reforms to reduce barriers to investment and encourage public-private partnership to stimulate development of the private sector and increase private participation in infrastructure projects. The loan is the second given by ADB under the Investment Promotion for the Acceleration of Growth program. The loan will be supplemented with co-financing equivalent value of $224.6 million US dollars of KfW Banken Group or Bank Group, which is based in Germany. In the first phase of the program, KfW has provided parallel financing worth $245 million US dollars. ADB Director for Indonesia, Stephen Tabor, in a written statement on Tuesday said that Indonesia has taken significant steps in improving the investment climate, including the lifting of inhibition on public-private partnership and cut the complexity of the rules. Stephen Tabor added, the publication of 12 economic reform packages since September 2015 shows the government's determination to carry out a major overhaul of the investment climate. The economic reform packages that had been run by the government is a breakdown of three stages of reform. The first phase includes establishing higher limits of foreign ownership in the field of land transport, shipping, and port management, the establishment of a special office to formulate policy of land acquisition, and development of a framework for electronic procurement system or e-procurement. In the second stage of the reform, various steps are taken to reduce investment restriction, streamlining public-private partnership. While the third phase of this program, to be implemented from July 2016 until June 2018, will include further steps to expand evidence-based reforms, improve the ease of doing business, strengthen public-private partnership, and improve the system of electronic procurement. Well, that was Focus Today on Indonesia gets $500 million US dollars loan from ADB. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. The government has given an assurance that all security personnel will be on standby and alert to secure public places for any terror attacks during Idul Fitri holiday. Bank Indonesia BI has restated its determination to maintain rupiah at a stable level, preparing for a market intervention if the currency gets too strong as a result of the repatriation of tax amnesty funds. Indonesia and the Philippines are forging ahead to finalize negotiations on overlapping maritime boundaries. The move comes following a meeting between both countries' foreign ministers on Friday. The government is using a stick-and-carrot strategy to lure and force taxpayers to report their unregistered wealth and assets to the tax office while guaranteeing confidentiality and providing easy and comfortable services to those who are ready to make full disclosure to the government. With the tax amnesty program now set in motion, the tax office will start collecting credit card transaction data to allow taxpayers to first declare their unreported assets. The government has decided to speed up the process of establishing its national cyber agency. To boost Indonesian cyber security, regulations are now scheduled to be in place by July. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia. Let's make the world green.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit East Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Malang has beautiful beach like in Bali. Beach which becomes trending topic is Tiga Warna. The beach is located at Sendang Biru Village, Sidoarjo Sub-District, South Malang. Tiga Warna Beach is included in the area of Cungup Mangrove Conservation. Listeners, before coming to Tiga Warna Beach, visitor must connect management of the beach to order entrance ticket because the maximum number in a group is only 10% who can enter the beach area. A number of visitors to come Tiga Warna Beach is only 100% a day. It is held because it is a conservation area. To order the ticket is held minimally 2 weeks before time of visit. Listeners, to visit Tiga Warna Beach, you have to be accompanied by 2 local guides who are conservation officers. But if you only want to visit Cungup and Gatra Beach, which are located not far from Tiga Warna Beach, you do not have to use guide service. In every visit to Tiga Warna Beach, you have only 2 hours to enjoy and to play at the beach. After that, you must leave the beach. The guide will remind you not to take for a long time. It is very strict, but all of it is for ecosystem at Tiga Warna Beach. Listeners, Tiga Warna Beach has amazing underwater panorama, namely beautiful coral reefs and small fish. If you love snorkeling, this place is a heaven. But you must know before you snorkel, you must use life jacket. The aim is that we still float in water and do not touch the coral reefs. The beach is different from other beaches because there are many restrictions that must be met in order to maintain the ecosystem in this beach. One of the restrictions is that you should not do camping at the beach because there is a special spot for camping at Gatra Beach. You must bring back your own stuff, including trash, because our staff will be registered in detail by officer. So it's better for you to bring plastic bag to put your trash. If you violate the rule, you will receive the consequence. Usually, you are asked to go back to the beach to take your own trash or fines 1,000 rupiah per trash. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Tiga Warna Beach in Malang Regency, East Java Province. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture, and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today's edition will be discussing Purbalingga District Library Delivery Service. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. An example of electronic and mobile technologies utilization in support of business is with the application of online delivery system. This has been done by local library in Purbalingga, a small town in Central Jawa. Various strategies that can be done by business people to enhance their market, among others, is by using modern technology. An example of electronic and mobile technologies utilized in support of business is with the application of online delivery system, as has been done by local library in Purbalingga, a small town in Central Jawa. It provides home delivery to meet public needs. Through the delivery, they who do not want to bother to leave the house to get the product or service they need, in this case books, can have it at home. The Purbalingga Regional Library continues to develop services to the public so that they can access library services more widely and easily. Among others, through the operation of mobile library as a means of delivery service for members to borrow books from the library collection. This mobile libraries is intended so that public library services can reach down to the village level. According to the head of Library and Regional Archives Office in Purbalingga, Sidik Purwanto, the program is supported by the population-based office website operation. Through this website, people can access the library collection online. Then the book will be delivered to the borrower address. Besides for delivery service, the mobile library car can also be utilized by people to borrow books it carries. The car is equipped with a computer network that allows direct access to the administration server and collection of books in the library.
To borrow a book from the library, of course, you must follow the rules, like you have to be a member first. Mobile library also accepts application to become member of the library. However, a membership card cannot be readily accepted by the public because the printing is done in the library office. In the future, the Library and Regional Archives Office of Purbalingga will develop an online library services that can be accessed using a smartphone and Android technology. Well, that was Miscellany Today featuring Purbalingga District Library Delivery Service. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Raisa. Raisa Andriana was born in Jakarta 6 June 1990. Raisa Andriana released a new album entitled Handmade on 27 April 2016. Listeners, to initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Percayalah, or means Believe It, sung by Raisa featuring Afghan. Enjoy the song.
I'm
Listeners, song by Percayalah is one of songs in Handmade album. The album has a title Handmade because she does all of it by herself, beginning from writing song, choosing song, musical instrument processing, of production, until labeling. There are 9 songs in the album which are created by Raisa herself. Because of that, this album is maturation of her career in singing. In this album, she can express her feeling in every song. Listeners, let's listen to the second song entitled Jatuh Hati, or means Fall in Love. Listeners, there are three hit songs in Handmade album. In the song entitled Jatuh Hati, Raisa shows her musicality, which is increasingly getting better. It can be felt from various new elements in her music, which is packed with her own characteristic of her vocal. In her songs, Raisa expresses what she thinks and makes her fall in love. Listeners, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the songs entitled Kali Kedua, or means for the second time, and Love You Longer. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Jika wangimu saja bisa memindahkan duniaku, maka cintamu pasti bisa mengubah jalan hidupku. Cukup sekali saja aku pernah merasa betapa menyiksa kehilanganmu. Kau tak terganti, kau yang selalu ku nanti. Takkan ku lepas lagi.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
nasasantuhan jemari tanganmu. Ku teringat walau telah pudar suara tawamu. Sungguh ku rindu tanpamu, langit tak berbintang. Tanpamu apa yang ku rasa. Seandainya jarak tiada berarti, akan ku arungi ruang dan waktu dalam sekejap saja. Seandainya sang waktu dapat mengerti, takkan ada rindu yang terus mengganggu. Kau akan kembali bersamaku. Sekejap saja. Seandainya sang waktu dapat mengerti, takkan ada rindu yang terus mengganggu. Kau akan kembali bersamaku, yeah.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
dirimu buatku selalu penasaran, terkadang menjauh, terkadang buatku tersipu. Malu manisnya ucapanmu membuatku tak menentu. Ku tak tahu harus bagaimana. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan teka-teki-teka-tekimu. Mungkinkah ku temukan jawaban teka-teki-teka-tekimu. Sesungguhnya malu manisnya ucapanmu membuatku tak menentu. Ku tak tahu bagaimana. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan teka-teki-teka-tekimu. Mungkinkah ku temukan jawaban teka-teki-teka-tekimu. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan teka-teki-teka-tekimu. Mungkinkah ku temukan jawaban teka-teki-teka-tekimu.
Terkadang ku merasa hampir tak mampu menghadapi kamu semua tanda tanyamu. Sungguh kau buatku bertanya-tanya dengan
teka-teki, teka-teki-teki.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the 4th floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.